don't know. I think they know, man. They don't know.
They know.
The Goyim know. The Goyim know. They know all the things that we have done. And now they're telling everyone. The Goyim know. The Goyim. The Goyim know.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. It's time to break free. I will be your host for the hour, David Matthew Rock, coming to you live from the constitutional carry state of Arizona via the Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, Hal Apino's channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many more micro-broadcasts and webcasts from around the world. Take the time to check out the number one source for Patriot news on the web at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If you'd like to contact me via email, I can be reached at DavidMatthewRock@gmail.com. This is a live call-in program. Come on up and share your thoughts and experiences. Unlike the mainstream media, listener participation is appreciated. The call-in number is 641-715-3610. Once connected, you'll be asked for the conference room number, which is 220029 in the pound sign. Hit star 6 to unmute. All right, it is 1:04 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. It's 101 degrees in Casa Grande, Arizona, sunny with 14% humidity. We made it. Not only is it the 1st of September, it's another Oy Vey Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and what better way to kick off your weekend than giving the Jewish supremacists the middle finger? We have some humor, some clips, some articles, all lined up for your enjoyment. We'll get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our sponsors.
Try to laugh about it, fill their news
networks with lies. I try to laugh about it, hiding the Zog from their eyes, 'cause goys don't cry. Goys don't cry. I would tell Goyim I hate them, but a victim I can't play. While I scream about the bars of soap, gas chambers, and lampshades, I try to laugh about it, dumb down the goy with fluoride. I try to laugh about it, hiding the hoax from their eyes, 'cause goys don't cry. Spray white phosphorus onto Palestinian kids. Donate to AIPAC. Have a mitzvah. Go fight in Iraq. Go play at the Wailing Wall. We control the media, Hollywood, and the porno biz. Keeping the goyim distracted with our bread and circuses. 'Cause goys don't.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crème de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
It's time to break free, live on PBFTT, September 1st, 2017. I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Okay, so we're going to start out with some humor. Now, when I comment on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, you might notice it says formerly known as Frankface. That was my old handle. And that name was actually a derivative from a character called Frank Rizzo. And that was from a sketch or a prank phone call comedy group called the Jerky Boys. I actually combined a Frank Rizzo character with the outcome of that the British people were allowed to vote on one of their military ships, and the winning vote was Bodie McBoatface. And then the British government said, no, we're not going to name her boat that. But I just thought it was comical, so when I was making my YouTube account, I made Frankface for a name. So that's where that came from. So anyway, the Jerky Boys has a Jewish-type character called Saul Rosenberg. And we're just going to go ahead and start out with a little Jerky Boys prank phone call comedy.
Director's office.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could pull Howard Stern's show off the air, please.
This is the Food and Drug Administration.
But that's what I always heard, that you can control things.
Well, not when it comes to radio. We can control food and drugs and cosmetics and blood. But the FDA has nothing to do. You'd have to call...
But Howard, he says bad, awful things on the airwaves.
Yes, he does.
And he says them about me and my family, and I find it very abusive.
You have to call the radio...
Sir, please help me with this.
I have no control. This is the Food and Drug Administration.
He said he was going to go fishing with me, and he whipped me with the rods, and that he hurt me in more awful ways. He stuffed a handful of worms in my face, and he made me eat worms, and he beat me so unmerciful with the rod I had stitches about my face. And I think he should be pulled from the air.
Well, you should call the station.
But I've done that, and we've had several outings, and it always winds up in a bad, festering argument. And Howard and I roll down the hill, wind up pulling each other's hair out and slapping each other silly.
I have no control. This is the Food and Drug Administration.
Ma'am, you're not being helpful, ma'am.
We can't do anything about it.
Well, it says...
Call the radio station.
Well, what's wrong with you can't help me with all this hurtfulness?
Well, this is the Food and Drug Administration. I can't help you with that.
But why?
Because he belongs to the radio station.
Well, it's the same basic principle. What?
No, not at all.
Why not, ma'am?
Because we handle food and drug and cosmetics.
Well, I'm sure you could swing a little bit more to the left there and handle radio as well.
No, Food and Drug does not do that. They're not allowed to touch anything about the radio.
So you're saying that this man could get away with anything he basically wants?
Station.
He beats Robin and all the other workers over there, and he can just get away with those things?
No.
He's a bad, awful man.
Tell the station.
You're being very, very hurtful at me, ma'am.
I can't do anything, ma'am. You have to call the...
But you're hurting my feelings.
I am only a secretary here. I cannot do anything about...
But you see how evil and vicious you're being towards me.
I can't do anything about it.
Oy vey. Oy vey. Oy gewalt.
So that was the Jerky Boys with Food and Drug Complaint. So
you're killing me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got one of your little comments I was thinking about reading.
No.
It might be funnier in my own head than it is in reality, but Mama's little baby loves goyim, goyim. Mama's little baby loves goyim bread. Forget all the rabbis, forget what they said. Mama's little baby loves goyim bread.
Oy vey. Oy vey. Oy gewalt.
So that was some of the crazy and cynical humor coming from our very own Flea. So we're going to
I can't help it, man. You are what you've made me.
Well, you know, I appreciate reading your comments. I don't always get all of them, but some of them actually get me to laugh out loud. And if you can get me to laugh out loud, you must be doing something right. So now I'm going to switch to something rather serious. So I'm going to get started on it right now. I'm going to fade the call-in line just for a second. I'm going to fade you down. Okay. So it's been pretty well established on this broadcast and others that the Jewish supremacists are the driving force behind open border policies and the refugee crisis seen in America and Europe. It has also been established that their agents are involved with the alt-right, with Milo Yiannopoulos being the most obvious. The neo-Nazis seen on the streets of America, David Duke, and others who openly speak out against Jewish supremacy are strangely silent on the fact Donald J. Trump is the most openly aligned Jewish supremacist president in U.S. history. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the Black Bloc are obviously an enemy force. Yet, much evidence has shown that they might be mostly bought and paid for. What should we freedom-loving people do in light of so much fakery and lies? Well, I say remain skeptical. It's not always what someone is saying, sometimes it's what they are not saying. Additionally, when you hear voices trying to whip you up into a frenzy about potentially a car with no brakes crashing into a ditch near the presidential motorcade, an event which could be used by the media to push for a larger police state yet isn't, or move you to action by saying things like, "That's what machine guns are for," when speaking about the potentially bought and paid for communist protesters in the enemy territory of UC Berkeley, well, I would encourage you to ask yourself, who benefits? We must be very careful to maintain the moral high ground in this fight. It will be the benefit of our enemy if we lose it. I am quite sure the fact we are a leaderless movement gives us strength. The enemy has stayed in power by co-opting every grassroots movement that grows large enough to gain attention. A perfect example being the Tea Party, a movement started under Bush and co-opted into being a Republican movement by people like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. I'm going to ask you, the listeners, both Americans and those abroad, to remain skeptical. Question everything, including me and this broadcast. Trust your heart, gut, and your logic. We are the salt of the earth, and we have survived much tyranny throughout the ages. With that said, we're going to listen to a clip from Activist News exposing Britain First, a Jewish supremacist shill organization. So let me fade the line back up here. Okay, and I got to cue up the video real fast. It might take me a second to find it. There it is. And we're going to get it going.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Activist News. Today I just wanted to make a really quick video about Britain First in the UK. People have asked me what I think about them quite a few times, so hopefully this video will give you an idea. I'm sure many of you are familiar with them if you have Facebook, as they do boast the biggest Facebook page of any British political party, at least that I'm aware of anyway. With their 1.5 million followers, they managed to get a lot of viral posts out there, usually regarding Islam and Sharia law. One of the biggest things this Facebook page seems to preach against is religious extremism and the threat of an economic or political takeover at the hands of fundamentalists. In doing this, they fail to even recognize Israel as a threat to peace in the Middle East. On top of this, you have the vast majority of senior members of Britain First who openly support Zionism and its ethnic cleansing campaign. To anybody with half a brain, it's very easy to tell that this is just one of many Zionist fronts masquerading as a political party who seems to fish most of their support from bigots who have very, very little understanding of what's going on in the Middle East, let alone the geopolitical situation anywhere else in the world. Britain First, a registered UK political party, originated back in 2011 and was headed by co-founder Paul Golding, Jim Dowson, and deputy leader Jada Franson, a Jewish woman who officially joined the party in 2012. Jada does claim to be a Christian woman, although even the Huffington Post admits that her family tree might potentially have some Jewish origins. Although this party maintains itself as being a British Christian party, there is obvious defamation campaigns that seem to match the rhetoric being spewed forth by the Hasbara Fellowship agents on social media. Their attack on halal certification and their silence on kosher process, which is actually less humane, speaks for itself, in my opinion. Britain First campaigns primarily against multiculturalism and what it sees as the Islamization of the United Kingdom. It also makes no mention of the Jewish influence over the refugee crisis. The group first gained media attention back in 2014, when the Electoral Commission controversially allowed it to use an image of a murdered soldier in literature to promote its standing in the European elections. Later that year, Britain First became really popular and known for their mosque invasions, where it films members aggressively confronting Muslims in their place of worship and editing the footage later to make it look like the Muslims were the hostile ones. And it's just astonishing to me that they go out and do exactly what they are preaching against, fundamentalism. And the group does not target similar practices in Orthodox Jewish synagogues at all. No surprise, right? In one of these instances, Jada Francine was actually sued by the courts and was forced to make a public apology. However, this only increased their level of support due to the way the mainstream media portrayed the event. This party openly supports Zionism, and that should be enough proof that there is something extremely fishy about this political party. So I don't understand why so many people take them so seriously and why there isn't more people calling them out for what they are. Imposters, fearmongers, and Zionist agents. Back in 2015, Britain First offered solidarity patrols in areas of London with high Jewish populations while blaming anti-Semitism on Islam.
Right, first of all, tell us where we are.
We're in Golders Green, and we're out distributing our leaflets today. We're out on a Britain First solidarity patrol. Now, this is in response to what many of you will have seen has been covered by a lot of the media recently, and they're reporting that there is a significant rise in anti-Semitism in the UK, which is actually causing the Jewish community to feel that they have to flee Britain. And this is absolutely heartbreaking. You know, we don't want a peaceful community to be run out of Britain.
Run out of Britain by whom?
Run out of Britain by Islamic extremists. Now, this is a direct response by the Jewish community.
At the time, this actually sparked some public curiosity whether or not there was a link between Jewish lobby groups and Britain First. As a result of this, the Community Security Trust, an organisation against anti-Semitism, put out a public notice to Jews to avoid association with Britain First. The PR campaign was just obvious for anyone to see, really. Well, just today, the Electronic Intifada released an article titled, "Far Britain First Fosters Ties with Zionist Movement," they claim. An investigation by the Electronic Intifada has unveiled new links between far-right anti-Muslim group Britain First and the pro-Israel movement. Photos and videos obtained by the Electronic Intifada shows the Britain First's leader in London, Paul Bresser, picketed July's Palestine Expo alongside other anti-Palestinian protesters, including former Zionist Federation Vice Chair Jonathan Hoffman. The cultural and political conference was organised by the Palestinian solidarity group Friends of Alaska, which said the event attracted more than 15,000 people. Bresser, who was described by Britain First as its intelligence officer, stood near the entrance to the Queen Elizabeth Conference Hall taking photos of people entering. Videos of the picket show Bresser threatening to assault an attendee. Bresser shouted to police, "There's going to be a breach of peace here. I'm going to hit him in a minute." In this video, one of the organisers of the picket says the Zionist Federation printed their leaflets and gave them Israeli flags. In a blog post, Hoffman thanked the group for their help. The Zionist Federation did not reply to a request for a comment. Now, all of this should come as no huge surprise because the people who are protesting against the Palestinian activist groups have been trying to smear them as a racial hate movement, constantly labeling these Palestinian human rights activists as anti-Semites. Now, like I said before, this is no huge surprise since back in May of 2016, the very same Paul Bresser can be seen marching through the streets of London with a bunch of Zionist agitators trying to stir Palestinian rights groups. For an example, this pro-Zionist blog praises Paul Bresser for his involvement in the counter-protests held against what they call an anti-Semite group. Now, I realise that Britain First does have a lot of support online, but I decided to make this video anyway, because any logically thinking person should be able to see that this party is working in the interests of Israel. A quick look at their social media accounts should confirm that for you very quickly. It should also confirm that the vast majority of their propaganda comes straight from the murky depths of the Hasbara Fellowship and their Zionist think tanks. I'm actually surprised that Paul Joseph Watson himself isn't a running member of this political party. If people want to open their mouths about religious extremism, political monopolies amongst fundamentalists, ritualistic murder, and outdated teachings, but they openly choose to support Israel, kosher, and political Zionism, then you can guarantee that 99.9% of the time, they are either a shill, a disinfo agent, or just an absolute fool. Either way, they should not be trusted or respected. I understand that they do not have a very large political support base in Britain itself, but their propaganda campaign is quite effective online and should be duly noted. I would also love to hear your thoughts on Britain First. Let me know what you think in the comments section below. Also, be sure to like this video, subscribe, and also, if you can, be sure to share it on your favourite social media platform. And as always, guys, thanks for watching. Take care.
Okay. And my reason for playing this is the enemy has been using the same tactics forever, and we pretty much got them pinned down. And what they're going to do is demonstrate the problem, influence the reaction, and offer us the solution. And I believe that's what we are seeing in Charlottesville and UC Berkeley. They are trying to control both sides. They're trying to control the narrative. And what I believe the game is for them to goad us into action. We need to take an action. Yes, action is needed. But we don't need to do things on their terms. If we do things on their terms, they might be able to completely crush our movement. If we do something stupid, they might be able to completely crush our movement, okay? And I have a really hard time believing what I saw in UC Berkeley as being a completely natural and organic event. And I think we need to be steadfast. We need to be very careful. And if you want to take some form of action, I've been saying this all week, and you know what? I'm probably going to say it every day until I'm done broadcasting. We need to start producing things. That's the type of action, okay? Whether that's, you know, even just gunsmithing, making ammunition, whatever, making gunpowder, doesn't matter. We need to grow food. We need to make clothes, all that stuff, housing, the whole gambit. That's how we're going to be able to win this war logistically. In many ways, our enemy is actually much smaller than they appear to be. And I'll give you an example. When you go on APAC's YouTube channel, they only got 4,000 subscribers. And something even more interesting is all of the videos that they upload. Uh-oh, there's the dog barking. Hopefully I don't get raided. All the videos they upload are between 3 and 5 years old. So they don't even want you to know what they're producing for their own politicians, you know, the lobbying shit that they're showing. Now, the SPLC will not even show you their numbers on YouTube. So I imagine their number is even smaller than APAC. And I can also imagine that the majority of their subscribers are people like me who are monitoring them and intelligence agencies from around the world that are monitoring them and other news organizations and people who are friendlies with people like the SPLC. Now, what do they have? If they don't have the numbers, what do they have? They got dollars, okay? And they have, through the propaganda, through breaking down the family, through the public school system, they have created a legion of whores for the dollar. So when you go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say something here. And guess what, David?
What's that?
I've been drinking all day and I'm fucked up, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
The people resisting are some of the strongest, deadliest motherfuckers I've seen on the face of this goddamn earth.
I agree. And it's all over the world, too. I mean, you're seeing the resistors in Syria. You're seeing them in the Ukraine. You're seeing them in Afghanistan. They're all over the world, you know? And that's why I said the statement earlier that we have survived as the human family, not just Americans, but all over the world. We have survived so much tyranny throughout the ages and come out on top. You know, we need to embrace and love ourselves and understand ourselves and that know that our time on this earth is temporary. So what are you going to do with that time? Are you going to spend all your years selfishly pleasing yourself? Or are you going to do what it takes to give true welfare to the people, okay? To preserve freedom, to open up this nation so we can have commerce again, so we can freely associate. That's true welfare. And it's going to take work. It's not something that somebody's going to hand you for nothing. And with that said, we've reached yes, sir. With that
it's
said,
not easy.
No, it ain't. With that,
it's not easy to show compassion to your fellow human being. But some of us have experienced enough trauma in our lives that we can actually show it. And not only show it, and we demonstrate it, and we actually acted.
Yeah, we got to stay bold. We got to stay true to ourselves. We got to be honest to ourselves. We got to love and respect our family members. We got to go outside of the box and start bringing it to people in our neighborhoods. And with that said, we've reached our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
All right, everybody, let's show them how we do it here in Tucson, Arizona. Please welcome, all the way from Kazakhstan, they are Barot and his cowboy Astana band. Give them a nice round of hoot and holler of holler.
This is a song called Namogzrobić Domovon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. In my country, there is a problem. And that problem is transport. It takes very, very long. Because Kazakhstan is big, throw transport down the well.
Come on!
So my country can be free, so my country can be free. We must make travel easy. Then we have a big party. In my country there is problem, and that problem is the truth. They take everybody's money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, you must be careful of his teeth. You must grab him by his money. And I tell you what to do. Everybody, throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
He's a good girl, loves his mama.
loves Jesus and Israel too. He's a good guy, wants to bomb Arabs, join the army, just waiting for his cue. And it's a long day living in America. There's illegals running through the yard, and he's a bad guy, 'cause he tried to shoot him. He's a bad guy, 'cause he aimed for their hearts, and now we're burned. Bad guy, yeah. Yeah, we're burned. Bad guy, yeah. She's a liberal, wants free health care down at Wall Street. She's holding up a sign, and she's a good guy, voted twice for Obama, but she's a bad guy for saying free Palestine, and now we're fired. Bad guy, yeah. Yeah, we're fired. Bad guy, yeah. Bad boy and now we're bad boy and now we're bad boy and now we're bad boy and now we're. I want freedom and cut all the taxes. I think abortion is every girl's right. I want to end the racist war on drugs, but I don't hate that. My skin is white, and now we're burned.
Bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
bad boy,
bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
yeah, we're burned.
Bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
bad
we're
bad boy,
bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now we're. Bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and
now we're bad. Bad boy, and
now bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
bad boy,
bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
yeah, we're bad.
Bad boy, and now we're bad boy, and now
bad boy,
bad boy, and now we're 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 bad boy, and now we're.
It's Time to Break Free is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. It is 1:40 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time, and that's a song you can find on YouTube, and it's titled Bad Goyim Parody of Free Fallin'. Not quite sure who produced it. So, I checked outside, looked around, nothing happened. It was false alarm, but I tell you what, I can't wait to get out of the suburbs. I don't really like the idea of Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, and alarm system salesmen feeling that they can walk up on my property and knock on my door, you know, without permission. So when I eventually get where I'm going and I get my acres, I'm going to have a whole bunch of nasty dogs. You won't even think of opening up that damn gate. They'll be eating you for lunch. So anyway, I heard Geraldo Rivera getting mentioned in the last hour, and I'm going to bring this up. A couple days ago, just making a run to the store on the Sean Hannity's program on Fox News, Fox Radio, I heard Geraldo Rivera pushing for internet censorship. So they were having a little debate about, you know, whether we should censor the internet or not. And Hannity's position was, we don't need to censor. We just need to monitor who all of them are. And then Geraldo kept pushing, oh, no, we need to censor. And then they had some female, I don't know who it was, and she was like, why did you even bring Geraldo on the air? You should have censored Geraldo, you know, with these un-American positions. So it's comical, the clown freaking game that they play.
Why do you need to censor the internet? The internet. They keep raising the price of my internet service, and I keep getting shittier service.
Well, talking about internet censorship, let's look at what's going on in YouTube. You can, if you know what to search for in YouTube, you can be completely logged out of your account, and you can find images of full penetration, double penetration, oral sex, and all of that. You can go look for yourself. You try this. Log out of your YouTube account and type in these four letters, XNXX, and now scroll down the list, and eventually you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And, what was seen on End Times News Report, he went ahead on one of his videos. He showed that there are people all over the world exploiting their children on these YouTube channels. We assume that they are their children. And that they have these young 12-year-old girls walking around topless with their mother and other things, or doing other things like laying in bed with PJs and stuff like that. And then when you go and you read the comments, there's nothing but pedophiles, okay? And not only is there pedophiles, they're trading email addresses so they could send kiddie porn to each other. And in some cases, they are contacting the channel owners, and the channel owners are sharing videos with them. So you want to talk about censorship? Well, guess who owns YouTube? It's fucking Google now, isn't it? So where are you at, Google, with your censorship? It seems to me that the people running Google are probably a bunch of fucking Satanist, evil, cocksucking pedophiles. And excuse my language, but we're talking about some serious shit right here. Hold on one second.
I forgive you.
YouTube changed their look just the other day, and they made the website look like a cell phone app, essentially. So I was chatting with Spike about it during his program, and he told me to go up in the upper right-hand corner, and there's some settings where you can switch it back. So I went ahead and switched it back, and it asked me to make a statement. You know what I mean? Tell us why you switched it back. And all I said was, you evil, Satanist, pedophile, you know, whatever. I just went off on a tangent on them. And this even went across a couple browsers. I had to do it on two different types of browsers. And I just took the time to tell them exactly what the hell they are. They're evil. They want to silence us. And why do they want to silence us? We're not a super huge movement with a big voice. They want to silence us because we're doing the right thing. Go ahead, Flea.
That's right. You're not on a tangent, man. Okay, so I'm not, you know, I look at this shit, I can't even believe it. You know, I used to set up, you know, multi-million dollar projects down in Las Vegas, pulling in fiber for these fucking Jews and Masons, you know, and you're on the right track, brother.
Yeah, I'm assuredly bad goyim. And, you know, I said this before, and I think it's possible. I'm not saying I'm the person, but I think it's quite possible a single human being can manifest with so much just saying the right thing at the right time in the right place with the right amount of charisma and just start to turn this whole thing around to a degree. And I also look at it another way is that the morality issue is almost a swing of the pendulum. Okay, if you grow up with some really effed up parents, there is a chance that you're going to be effed up yourself. But there is also a chance that your parents that they were a negative role model. They showed you what not to do. I have family members that were beaten pretty badly by their parents, and they didn't beat their children. They broke the chain. They didn't continue to do what was done to them. So, I mean,
yep.
I mean, there's ways that we can get around all this stuff. But, I mean, really, go ahead.
We have to evolve.
Yeah,
you know, we have to evolve as human beings. I mean, Jesus Christ, we've been, you know, humans have been around for millions of years now. And this is the best we can do? Is this the best we got? You know, what the hell am I going to leave for my fucking children? You know, I'm out here just, you know, damn near dying and dealing with Mother Nature, you know, being off the grid. And I understand deeply. You know, that I have to keep going, you know. Plus, I'm pissed off at God for not killing me in my sleep, too.
Well, we're glad to have you, Flea, so don't think about that type of stuff. But, I mean, what's really going on is we've got a bunch of people that have scientifically studied humanity. And it's not like they just started with Operation Paperclip, like some might have you believe. And it's not just the CIA, like some people might have you believe. This goes all back throughout human history. If you want to convince the farmer to risk life and limb and leave his family and his land to go fight in a foreign land, what does that take? That takes mind control. And that's what the religions have been doing. That's what the idea of a king and a queen is. It's there's nothing new. And another aspect of it as well is the old world coveted knowledge. They believe that if I hold the knowledge and I keep it away from you, it gives me power. And because of that, I believe that's where this whole Mystery Babylon, secret society, Talmudic, Kabbalah type system came from. And it's the way that apprenticeships used to function back in the past, too. They didn't want people to know how their trade functioned.
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the friends I ran into when I was running, doing IT support at the Army Corps of Engineers, he said, you know, if God made something better than women and weed, he's keeping it to himself.
So, oh God, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something pretty important. Okay, so what was I just talking about, Flea? Just remind me real fast.
You're saying something about the Babylons and the Sumerians.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay, coveting information.
Keeping knowledge.
Yes.
The occult. You know, if you look up the occult and actually do it, it's almost as funny as looking up the...
I completely agree, Flea. I got to fade you down before I lose track of what I'm saying. So the modern day methodology... Okay, what's manifesting in this modern day with internet and the easy ability to share information, I'm sure radio back in the day it was the same thing, is we are seeing a world where it's becoming ever more difficult to hide the information, to covet the information, okay? In many ways, you can, you know, like when they, with the Manhattan Project, they can do compartmentalization and all that stuff. But as far as information sharing amongst the people, we're on overdrive right now. And I think it's a good thing. I know there's many people probably not going to agree with me on this, but I do not believe in intellectual property rights. Reason being is I cannot hold it. I cannot keep it. I cannot touch it. It's not tangible. And when we're talking about intellectual property rights, we are talking about one thing and one thing only, the power of government. That's the only thing that can possibly give you intellectual property. Let me finish. Now, I want to make one more statement. Now, I do not believe in plagiarism. If you write a book, somebody steals that book from you and puts their name on it, then you got a court case. You can sue them and get paid properly. But as far as coveting ideas and patenting ideas, I think it does much more harm than good. Just look at the medical industry and look at the price gouging. You want to talk about price gouging? What we saw in Texas is a drop in the bucket compared to what's happening in the medical industry. Look at the stories that have come out this year. Go ahead, Flea.
Now, I have to add to that copyrights either, because, you know, people, they don't realize that the thoughts that they have in their brain are not their own. They come from the creator, okay? Now, how can I sit there and put a copyright or a patent, you know, and make money off it when it was never mine to begin with?
I look at it a different way. I say if you can't touch it, if you can't hold it, if you can't keep it, you know, the minute you put it out into the air, the minute you bring it into the world, it's no longer yours.
Not yours.
It's for everybody to share. And the only way that you can have intellectual property is at the barrel of a gun. And I think it creates so much more disparity than if we were just openly sharing the information amongst each other. I think we'd have much more prosperity if we were just sharing information. And if you wanted to look into that a little bit, take a look into the Pirate Bay. That's a website that does torrents. And I believe they're out of Sweden or Switzerland. I'm pretty sure it's Sweden. But they even created their own political party called the Pirate Party. And I don't know enough about them. For all I know, they could be shills when you really get down to it. It doesn't seem that way. But they're of the same belief. Now, let's get into it a little deeper. Hold on one more second. Hold on one more thought. Disney, okay? Disney got its start copying a movie, Steamboat Willie. That's how Disney got its start. Its first cartoon was a copy of Steamboat Willie. From that onwards, it started taking Germanic fairy tales. When you see the original Disney movies, you're looking at a Germanic fairy tale, which was public property. You didn't have to pay anybody for it. That's how Disney got its start. Now, what Disney did is they lobbied to change the intellectual property laws. And I just mean that as a broad term. I'm not using the specific terms because I'm not a lawyer, and I'd rather see the lawyer swing at the end of a rope than, you know, associate with them. But they basically...
Goddamn right.
Yeah, they basically created a law that said 70 years after the death of the individual, this stuff will remain copyrighted. Now, Disney will smack down every institution outside of its buddies that tries to use any of its symbols or imagery or characters. Anybody, you go talk to somebody who works at a print shop, I guarantee at one point Disney sent them a letter. If they're a big enough print shop, they printed Tinkerbell, they printed Mickey or Minnie or something at some time, and Disney sent them a letter saying cease and desist. Okay? Now, I'm going to tie this right back to the YouTube thing. Investigating YouTube, a channel that I presented on some of my shows and I've sent videos in, Investigating YouTube has been exposing these videos that are being produced all over the world that are in children's YouTube, where you see characters like Spider-Man and Elsa and Mickey and Minnie doing things that are not appropriate for children. Influencing children to steal their parents' car and drive down the road, and then their parents give them a toy after they're done stealing the car, tie their parents up, peeing on people, throwing a dart in somebody's eye, and then they just wrap it up in a bandage like it's fine. They're influencing children in negative fashions. And are you telling me that Marvel and DC and Disney wouldn't get in the middle of that and try to stop it? Okay, I'm watching YouTube channels getting shut down left and right. All these truth channels, some of the ones that I'm posting their videos on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, it's like their sixth channel. They're losing channels in a matter of weeks. And you know who the majority of these people are, these channels that are getting shut down? The ones that are exposing the phony, fake terror events. Go ahead.
It's a sick cartoon. Okay, Disney used to propagandize and manufacture cartoons, you know, for people to hate the Germans in one of the wars.
Well,
you know, I look at this shit and I'm just going, I can't believe it. The propaganda that's being pushed out nowadays, it comes at you so fast and so hard. I don't know how our children are going to survive this, man, unless it's people like us that tell them the truth.
Well, and we need to start birthing a whole bunch of children and raising them up. You know, I haven't done my job. I haven't been able to find the right women. I wish I had half a dozen kids right now. I really do. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. I was gonna say something really important too. What was I just talking about, Flea, before I started talking about children? Well, anyway, yeah, we gotta raise up.
You were talking about Disney and the propaganda that they push out.
Gotcha.
How our children are being assaulted.
Yes. All right. So, Little Mermaid cover, okay, has a penis in the spire of the Golden Castle. I don't know about the new ones on DVD, but if you go back to the day with the VHS, you look at the cover, it's there. When you watch Aladdin, there's a scene on the balcony with the magic carpet, and I believe there's a Bengal tiger and the lead characters or whatever, and you hear whispered as they're transitioning from one scene to the next, all good teenagers take off their clothes. All good teenagers take off their clothes. Now, let's look at it this way. Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus, and I know there's more, but I stopped watching TV a long time ago, and I was never a Disney fan. These people...
Don't forget Justin Timberlake.
All of them. They start out as innocent-type people, and throughout the years, they're used as an idol for children in a certain age group. And when they get to a certain age, 16, 17, 18 years of age, they become hypersexualized. And a lot of these hypersexualized women don't necessarily have a bunch of kids, don't necessarily find any good man to stay with them. And I can understand that. I mean, let's look at it this way. If I were to meet a woman who has been extremely sexual, not somebody who's been discreet and somebody who's been careful, but somebody who's been extremely sexual, do I really want to birth children for that with that woman? Do I really want to be walking through the supermarket and then have some guy laughing because him and the rest of the hockey team gangbang this woman? Is that really the type of person that I want to have as the mother of my children? So I think there's been a big assault on the family, and I think they've gone after women the most because women are, generally speaking, I don't mean to insult anybody, are more fearful than men, and it's easier to play upon their fears. And another thing as well is women have always gone where the resources are. So they sell you on these things like men in uniform and all these different things to corrupt the society and shape the society, and we're going to need to start taking back our humanity. We're going to need to start looking towards the past. Go ahead.
They've terrorized the women. They've terrorized them. You know, I can't believe it. You know, when I think of my ex-wife, you know, and I'm telling you straight up, motherfuckers, she was molested by a Mason. Okay? All right? So the type of thought process and how they've terrorized these women, I'm telling you, it's heartbreaking. It's fucking heartbreaking.
It absolutely is. We need to create our own society, and we need to pull back from this bullshit. I didn't stop watching TV in 2006 because of being awoke. I stopped watching TV when one day it just clicked in my head. I'm like, why am I sitting around, and I was talking about Seinfeld, why am I sitting around watching four people being paid to pretend to live a life instead of just inviting three of my friends over and cracking jokes in my own kitchen? When you really think about how absolutely retarded it is to watch people be paid to simulate life, it's mind-boggling. You know, if I want to laugh and have a good time, then I'll just be that person and I'll do it with real people and not just sit there like a freaking idiot in front of a screen doing nothing more than receiving, you know? So these are the types of things that we need to consider. We always got to take a step back and take a hard look at things. We got to look at the big picture. That's probably what I'm best at. I'm good at the macro view of things. Go ahead.
The people have to realize most of their thoughts are not their own. And we're transmitters and receivers. Now, some of us can get good thoughts, you know, and show compassion towards other people. And some people just get these bad thoughts, and they become wicked. Wicked! I'm like... Man, why am I living out here suffering like this? You know why? Because you've lived in Las Vegas for 15 years. You've seen these wicked motherfuckers, you know. All your neighbors, they're all government employees. They work for the DHS. They work for, you know, the public schools, you know.
I can only imagine, Fleet. Okay, we've reached the end of the hour. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the callers. I appreciate your insight, Flea. You've been very helpful with this program. You put out a lot of really good information. And with that said, we'll be back at it again on Monday. And everybody, enjoy your weekend.